We're visiting with Fred Brogue now. He's the chairman of the Lower Valley Energy Board of Directors, and he's just concluded the annual meeting here in Star Valley at the LVNE headquarters. Fred, thank you for joining us.
Yeah, you're welcome, Dan.
Well, Fred, what an incredible year. Where do we start? It still continues to be the cooperative in the nation with the lowest rates, still looking towards the future and bringing in gas services. Let's start at the top with those great low rates.
Well, it's a lot of work, and it's just not this year. Lower Valley Board, Jim Webb, the employees have all been just working and working, and it's nice to see the culmination of years of work and effort all of a sudden coming to fruition, to the fact that we really have something here as owners of Lower Valley Energy.
Let's talk about those rates. You held up a map of the U.S., showed those states with the lowest rates, and then even within that, Lower Valley Energy Service Area, which even has even lower rates, our rates are lower than across the nation, the average.
Well, we're really lucky to have Bonneville Power Administration and all the hydro dams. But even when we compare ourselves with those peers in the Northwest, we still have the lowest rates in the nation. And when you compare that with places like Hawaii or Alaska or California, California has a ton of renewables. You go back to the East Coast, and we're half the price, even less than half the price than some of these folks. And so, being a well-run cooperative, being in the Northwest, we are just really lucky to have the kind of organization that we have, and that we still have the lowest rates over the last 3 years of anybody in the nation.
Member owned, but technically you use another phrase for it. Tell us about that.
Well, you folks are owners. I am an owner of Lower Valley Energy. Dan, you are an owner, and we get the terminology mixed up sometimes because you have probably the finest organization in the nation when it comes to co-ops. You own it, you manage it through voting your directors in. The directors, they hire the best manager they can find, and so far, with a little luck and really good planning, we have got one fine organization, and you folks are owners, and just be proud of that.
Let's talk about new transmission lines, Hooper Springs, and then let's move over to plans for gas transmission.
Okay, well, we've been working on Hooper Springs for about 15 years, and here, in March, Jim Webb and Rick Canori got the idea that why don't we build it? We've been waiting on Bonneville Power Administration for 15 years to do it. The next day we were going to order the poles here years ago, and then Bonneville pulled the project from us. At this point in our meeting today, as you know, Dan, because you were sitting there, the contractors, we signed the final contract with the contract to do the transmission line from Soda Springs into Star Valley.
And this benefits us how?
This benefits us by giving us a double loop, especially in the wintertime when we need it most. The power is not going to go down at this particular juncture. If Palisades or coming up over the pass, if something were to happen with that transmission line, we would be in the dark and we'd be in the cold. And it's been a few years since we've had 40 below zero, but even 10 below zero without an electricity and all the heating capability is serious business. And so this was a momental day today that we had, as you know, Dan.
Yes, indeed. Now the future, gas lines being brought into Jackson in the past. Now we're looking at bringing gas into the Star Valley area. A bright future.
Well, density is the issue with a natural gas pipeline. Jackson Hole had the density when we went 72 miles and brought that gas line into Jackson Hole, but it's paid great dividends because now our owners have a choice between gas and electricity, and in the Afton area, you are going to have a choice too, because that natural gas pipeline, we're on an EIS, environmental impact statement. We're trying to get the Forest Service. That'll probably be started, it appears, perhaps in about a year. But we're working on a major project to bring natural gas into Star Valley, which is unprecedented also. So
we'll be bringing it out of the Idaho area, Bear Lake Country.
Yes, from Montpelier over the hill into Star Valley. So.
Well, Fred, anything you want to wrap up as chairman of the Lower Valley Energy Board of Directors? Quite a year.
Yes. Everybody is so lucky, blessed, if you may, to have the opportunity to have your business doing so well. So just be appreciative of what you have. Thanks, Dan.
Fred Brogue, chairman of the Board of Directors, Lower Valley Energy.